The following program is being paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet, I hope. Anyway, we're having technical difficulties for the internet hookup. But hopefully it gets done. So those that's listening around the world and out of the state, out of the reach of the regular radio waves, will be able to get it on the internet. Okay, so anyway, the rail is a big issue, and I thought I'd put it off to later, but you know, those of you that saw the news clips on television where the younger school kids were all for it because they claim that, you know, it's easier for them to go to school. Well, I was wondering, you know, by the time it gets finished, I hope they're out of school. I hope they're not in school that long. Then it'll be something wrong with them. You know, this rail thing, folks. For every car you remove from the freeway, another one will replace it. Come on, wake up. Give you an example. If all of you that travel from Kapolei to town jumped on the rail and you saw the freeway open, wide open, would you catch the rail tomorrow? I'd like to hear it. Would you honestly catch the rail if the freeway was wide open? This is what this French analyst or consultant made a report on. He said in Hawaii, for every car that you take off the road, another one will take its place. For those who don't drive because of the traffic, will drive if there's no traffic. It's common sense. Plus, when they start building the rail, did they tell you they're going to shut down the freeway? Wherever the rail goes across the freeway or next to the freeway, they will have to shut the freeway down. And the unions, they're thinking they're going to get the jobs. No way, Jose. They got to be rail qualified or certified, rather. You don't just build a rail like you're building a road. No. So how many union workers out there are rail certified? Okay, so there goes the jobs, and then there goes the traffic is going to be bad. How many of you can live without using the freeway for over a year? I'd like to know. I'm really curious to know if those living in Waipahu, Mililani, and all that side of the island, the leeward side, that have to come to town every day, how many of you can come to town and go home without using the freeway? I'd like to know. This would be very interesting. If you think there is traffic now, wait until they build the rail and shut the freeways down. And then it's going to be too late to say, hey, I changed my mind. I don't want the rail. It's too late. Okay? But the most important thing is the rail is going to make Hawaii ugly. It's already ugly with high rises. You want to make it worse for your convenience? Is that what it's worth? Come on, folks. If you feel like that, then please move. Move to the mainland. If you want to destroy how Hawaii looks, leave. It's simple as that. Why are you going to make the most beautiful place in the world ugly? Okay? And the other thing, if you make it ugly, do you think tourists are going to come to see ugly? I don't think so. Why do you think a lot of tourists go to Maui and Kauai? Because Maui and Kauai is a lot nicer now. Yeah, there's not anything, there's nothing to do at night, but it's still, you come to Hawaii to see how beautiful it is. So, we want to satisfy this small minority that live on the leeward side so that they have no traffic? I don't know. This really blows me away. Now, rail works other places in the world because the distance from one city to the next city is about 100 miles. We don't have 100 miles between Kapolei and Honolulu. Gee. You know, tell people around the world, oh, we need a rail because we got to go 10 miles. They're going to laugh at you. That's crazy. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so, and the ethanol thing, these politicians are still hard-headed and want to take that 6% or 2% ethanol out of the gas. Mike Gabbard, English, Green, Ihara, Sloan. I thought Sloan was for small business. Anyway, just to inform you folks, call your representative, call your senators in your area. Ask them nicely, if you're going to take the ethanol out, what is replacing the ethanol? Ethanol was brought in when this chemical was taken out of the gas. It's an anti-knock chemical. Okay, ethanol replaced the anti-knock chemical. So if you're going to take out that the ethanol, what is going to take its place? I want to let you know, folks, if they take out the ethanol, your engine will pound itself to death. You think you got troubles with engines today? Wait until they take that out. The reason they took the MTBE out is it's cancer-causing. Okay, let's go to line one. Who's on line one?
Yes, aloha, George. It's Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, how's it? Well, I'm so grateful you're on the air telling the people of Hawaii about the totally bad idea of this rail. Totally terrible idea.
And how, they just don't see it.
Yeah, it's going to make our island look ugly. It's going to cost way more money than the taxpayers can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Our property taxes are going to go up, and it's going to just bankrupt Honolulu taxpayers. And, you know, you talk about people moving to the mainland. There's a lot of people from Hawaii who have already moved to the mainland because it costs so much here. This will just cause even more to move away.
That's right.
And only the really rich, and then people who maybe are, who are on government assistance or and government workers can only, they're the only ones who can afford to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I still go back to the mayoral candidates. You know, there's three mayoral candidates. Main, I know you say that a lot of other candidates also run, but no matter how many there are, will you please invite them onto your radio show? All of them? Any of them? and have them stand up for why they believe what they believe as far as for or against rail.
Okay.
Would you do that?
I'll try and see if they got the guts to come.
All right, that's the point. You put out the invitation, and then we'll see who has the guts.
Okay.
So is that an open invitation right now?
Yep.
Anyone, any candidate is invited on the George Nita show to either tell us why they're for or they're against the rail,
okay.
Period.
All right.
Well, great. Oh, man, I'm so glad you're willing to do that. Now we'll see if the politicians in our town are gutsy or wimps.
Right.
All right, George. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
Mahalo.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next? Who do we have next? Hello?
Paul?
Hi, Paul.
That guy that you were just talking to, he needs to vote for Ben Cayetano since he said explicitly that he will do everything he can to stop rail and use the money for sewer systems, fixing the roads, and everything else. But even more importantly than that, the numbers for that train don't add up. They're only talking about 17% ridership the first years that it's in operation, and only up to 40% by the year 2012.
Mm-hmm.
It won't pay for itself. It's going to cost $116 million a year just for maintenance. The interest on the loans, you can't deny that. The thing is going to be a disaster. The only thing I would like to know is if there's a way to stop them from starting construction before the election for mayor.
I don't think so.
But it is good that I'm glad that you're anti-rail. It's plus we're also paying a dollar on every $100. Each one of us is paying a dollar on every $100 for a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't like paying for something that's going to be ugly and definitely won't work.
That's right. That is so true.
So keep up the good work and vote for Cayetano. If he said he's going to stop it, I believe he'll do it.
I don't believe any of them.
Well, I believe he'll try. I mean, he's part of Cliff Slater's lawsuit trying to stop it.
Mm.
So I do believe that he will do what he says he's going to do. And I don't believe Carlisle or Caldwell will, they're pro-rail. So
that's right.
It doesn't matter. They've already said they're gonna do whatever they can, and they think it's unstoppable. But it is stoppable. It's just a question of how much money it's going to cost us to stop it.
How can people even dream of the rail? It just blows me away.
Well, see, I used to canvas out in Eva Beach in Kapolei when I was selling solar hot water heating systems. But the people out there, they're going to sit and watch. They're going to be sitting in their cars watching and hoping everybody else is riding the train. And they're not going to give up their cars. And even if they take the train from Kapolei, they're going to wind up in someplace between Ala Moana and downtown, and they're going to have to get a bus to where they're going anyway.
That's right.
But somebody's got to explain it to them well enough that they get it through their head that it's not a good idea.
It's really hard. It's really hard to make people see what is good and what is not good.
Yeah, well, they've got narcissistic points of view out there, and they got to get over that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next? Who do we have next? Next caller?
Just sounds like Rolling Bob.
Oh, this sounds like Rolling Bob.
Yeah, because I am Rolling Bob.
Okay.
But they didn't put me on after the break.
How come? You rolled too early. Well, since you're on, you're on.
I'm on. Well, George, we talked earlier. I was watching the race last week on NASCAR. They damaged the track. They come out. They put this stuff down called street bond. They do some like weed, what are those things, weed blowers. They mm-hmm. blow it for like about, you know, an hour. You could drive a car over 200 miles an hour. It doesn't work. Why can't we do that on the potholes?
Because, Bob, who do we have in office?
I mean, you could fix the pothole one time. It would be done.
Yeah, but who do we have in office? Do they think about the people of Hawaii?
No.
There you go. That's your answer.
All they can think about is how to raise those car registrations
mm-hmm.
and tell you how much money, more money they need to take care of the roads that they don't fix.
That's all they want is collect our money.
So my question is, where is this money going?
Into the general fund.
But it's got to go somewhere. I don't see anything improving.
Well,
I should take that back. Last time I was driving by the government buildings, I did see a lot of nice cars out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where it goes.
So I'm not implying anything, so don't be hating me now. Don't be trying to hunt me down. So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, I think it's break time.
Right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Cute Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my phone. Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. 5467. I'd like to hear from people who are in favor of the rail. I really want to know why they think this thing will work. I mean, I can't figure it out. Think, if the freeway is open, how many of you on the leeward side would catch the rail? Put your cars in the garage and catch the rail. I'd like to know. I know a lot of you are thinking that, oh, the other guy is going to catch the rail. I'll take my car. I like to know. That really blows me away. Another question is, why is the rail elevated? Why isn't it on the ground? They're preparing for tsunami? Because if it's up elevated and there's an electrical shortage, and this thing runs on electricity, right? And we have these glitches every now and then for about half an hour, 1 hour. How do we get down from the rail? Think about that now. Honolulu is famous for electrical outage all the time, especially after rain or during a rain. Okay? So, you know, this kind of stuff just don't add up. I mean, if it was on the ground, then you just simply push the doors open and jump out and go catch the bus. But if you're up in the air, I don't think so. And if you're in a wheelchair, how do you get out of there? Did anybody care to ask these so-called engineers the question? Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Bob from Wahiwa.
Hey, Bob.
George, how come you never talk about the registration?
What registrations?
For the automobiles.
What do you want to know about it?
Because I've been getting suspicious within the last, every year when I get my registration, it seems to pop up. It seems to be going up instead of going down.
Who you think is going to pay for the rail?
I know who it is.
Yeah. The registration.
I'll spell it for you. P-O-L-I-C-E.
Yeah. The registration. That's why they're jacking it up. There is no end to it. It's always going to go up.
They used to have lemon cars. Now they have brand new ones.
They're going to jack it up.
Money.
Yep. The mayor...
That's what I'm crying about.
The mayor just added 200 pounds more to everybody's car.
Oh, my goodness. And the roads are all bad in Mitilani and Wahiwa.
He's not going to fix it.
Apart. They want a choo-choo train.
Yeah. The only way the mayor will fix it is if a thousand of you went to his office and say, fix the road.
Yeah, who's going to do that?
Nobody.
No, they're all going to sit back and let the city fool around with them.
Mm-hmm.
Use them. All these people are sleeping, driving. They don't think about, should I get a train or should I stay in my car? Are they going to take me out of my car by raising the registrations every year, every year, every year until there's no more money to pay?
That's right.
The people are going to get sick and tired of it. Imagine paying $300 for registration.
That's what I'm paying.
Yeah, and then you have to get rid of your car and go on the bus.
Well, you register it on the other islands. It's cheaper.
I don't know anything about that. I just know I watch the city council every week, and I see a lot of bad things. They give money away for free.
Yep. I know. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for calling.
What's your opinion about the trains?
What's that?
What's your opinion about the trains coming?
Well, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming and coming fast.
I know. Sometimes they say they don't want it, then they want it, then they don't want it, then they said there's stealing going on, they want to know where the money's going, then they wind up in court.
I think I'm in the wrong business. I got to get into trains, then I can make a lot of money from the city.
Yeah, because they're not making any money off the buses.
Nope.
But there's no riders.
Yep. I got to sell them the train.
Yeah, that's why they're buying cars.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Nice talking to you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Roy from Honolulu.
Hey, Roy. Hello.
Oh.
Hey, Roy.
Good morning. Oh, you saw Thursday's paper on the rail needs more seats?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 64 people can sit and 254 standing.
Well, the whole question, I'm really shocked out of my brain. Why nobody asked the question, what's going to happen if the electricity stops?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get down?
Jump.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
If you're stuck up there for a couple of hours and you got to go to the bathroom, what you going to do?
They didn't think about that one.
Mm-hmm.
And another one was... I think one of the morning programs, somebody had called in saying that they went to one of these meetings and then, you know, they're discussing about the rail. And a guy, Nestor Garcia, came up saying that, you know, it's not about transportation, this and that. It's all about redevelopment. Came out of his mouth, I heard. That's what this guy mentioned. So then he said, oh, so this is what it's all about. It's not about transportation and all this stuff. It's about redevelopment.
Mm-hmm.
Think that this is going to be fantasy island, like, say, you know,
mm-hmm.
Someplace, you know, that only the rich can visit.
That's it. Know?
So, you know, all of us got to leave, right, sooner or later.
Yep, that guy's been in office too long.
Yeah. And you know about these potholes, you know, since they cannot fix it, you know those, the bright green fluorescent paint?
Mm-hmm.
We should paint all the holes so we can see them. At least we can dodge them, you know?
Yeah.
Since they can't fix it, so they might, paint is cheaper, right, than asphalt. So at least paint the hole nice and green so we can dodge all the holes. I think at least I can dodge them because, you know, it was with me that day that I didn't see what was coming.
Yeah.
Tom Dillingham, he's like, oh, my God. That was crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, that's right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, we have Jean from Kapolei.
Hello, you're on there.
Oh. Are you asking for Kapolei?
Yeah.
Jean?
Yeah.
Oh, George. Who's going to get off the freeway, out of their car, and stand up for 25 to 30 miles? Because there's only 70 seats on two cars. And 249 people have to stand up. Who's going to do that? Who's going to get off the bus and get on that and stand up? And I never even thought of what you just said, if there's a breakdown and you're stuck up in the air for 20 feet.
Yep.
Two stories up.
That's right.
How you can get down. How they stop the bus when a senior citizen, you know, something happened. They call the ambulance. You know, you got to just pull over, right?
Right.
How you going to get the old man, the old lady down? Come on.
That's people of Hawaii not thinking.
Yeah, and now they're begging the designer to add 20 more seats. So only like 225 people going to stand up all the way if they're going UH or whatever.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, please. This is... No common sense. That's what I'm saying. You got to call your show the Common Sense Show because... You get more common sense on this show than the legislature and the governors and the what you call mayor. Come on, this is unreal. You got to keep it going, George. You got to keep the dialogue going on the rail until forever. You got to bring out all these points, especially that one you just said about getting down out of the air.
Yeah, oh why God. In the air? Why did they put it in the air?
Yeah, well, that's for money because. The one making the cement's going to make all the money, but the safety factor. I believe the last caller that it's not about transportation now because they don't care about the safety of the people if they're up in the air like that, and then something happens.
Well, what I was told by Chin Ho, the builder of Ilikai, years ago. This is back in the late '60s. He said Waikiki is overcrowded. And they're going to develop Waianae. Well, I see it happening.
Oh, yeah. Waianae doesn't look anything like 20 years ago. You go out there.
They're going to use the rail to get the tourists to Waianae.
Yeah, add on or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see if we can get it that far and then add on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's the one who got the freeway out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's smart, that guy. And then his son is a bank, Banco, First Bank or Bank of Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
the president. Yeah, this is all about something else.
It's all about money.
Yeah, this is about other things than transportation. This is a minor point about whether you're going to get off the freeway because no one's going to get out of their car after what they pay for their car.
Nope, because when you're 16 in high school, your dream is to get your own car.
And they all have. So many local kids have their own car as soon as they get their license.
They're not dreaming of running the rail.
They're not going to. especially when they have to give the seniors the seat, you know, then they're going to stand up. Oh, come on. You should see how all the local guys, they are so happy if they get a seat on the expando bus that comes out to Kapolei here. They're so happy. Oh, my God, I got a seat. You know, because I was standing on the expando bus every half hour, yeah, coming home. Oh, gee, it's like they won the lottery when they get a seat.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Okay, aloha. Bye-bye.
Break time?
Break time. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
My 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and I just remembered, Rob got cut off last week. We were having phone difficulties again. So I wanted to apologize to Rob for him getting cut off. It wasn't my control. So, Rob, sorry for that. Okay, who's next on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. Good afternoon. Hey, concerning the real, I'm a disabled person, and I was invited to the some kind of demonstration, or actually the in 2010. I think it was September that the city invited disabled people to come to New Blaisdell and look at the rail, and the designers were there, and they were taking questions, showing their brochures and everything. And they had mock rail, you know, like the rail car, and they had the platform, and they wanted to see how it was. And we broke up into little groups, and my question to them was also that if the rail car, the rail was stalled in the, on the track, how would they get them back? They said, oh, we have backup generators, and we'll bring them back to the station. People can get off. I said, well, if there's a major catastrophe, like an earthquake, and the structure gets cracked, how are you going to get them off? They couldn't answer me. So I said, that's a big concern because you're up so many feet high. You have people that, you know, are able to, and are, you know, in wheelchairs, or they're blind, or elderly, or, you know, children, and whatnot. How are you going to get them off? So, what, they're going to make a chute where they come off on a plane and you go down on a chute? I don't think so. You know, a lot of people are afraid of going down there, and some people are too heavy. And another thing is the rail, you know, Caldwell was there, and Wayne Yoshioka from the DTS, and they were so happy. Inouye was there. He was talking about the budget and everything else. But when they did the, talked about it, you know, they had displays and whatnot. They didn't have anything for the blind, that which, like, I'm visually impaired to, so I can see it. You know, if we had audio, we could hear what the plan was. They just had pamphlets and, you know, that kind of stuff. But anyway, I got another question, George. I went to the Transportation Department, Transportation Committee. They had a meeting on Thursday at Hanulahali, second floor, at 10 a.m. And they had they were talking about the boot, you know, that Ikaika Anderson wanted to put on the car vehicles for those people that pay their, I guess, their fines and whatnot. And then there was a police major over there, and he said, oh, you know, we don't have enough officers to monitor that, and it's a real humbug if you have to go on somebody's private property and put that boot on and blah blah blah. And Anderson said, well, Major, maybe we can fix the way it sounds in the bill so that you don't, you know, have to go on private property, but how about on the street, you know? And he said, well, there's things that, you know, where they're going to store those cars if they have to tow them and everything else, you know. He said, like I said, Anderson said, well, you know, when you put a ticket on it and that person doesn't move the car in a certain time, they're going to tow it anyway. So
that's right.
Yeah. So and somebody mentioned maybe they can use a meter maid to, you know, call the police and go to a background, and the cop can come over there and just, you know, put the boot on. And another thing, George, concerning the gasoline, is it possible to put the aircraft, 1 gallon aircraft fuel into the full tank of gas and get better mileage on it?
No.
No.
The aviation fuel is not like before, and it's actually worse than pump gas.
Right. But before it was,
Before it was. Because it contained lead. Now it's all, you know, lead-free.
Lead-free.
Your best fuel is ethanol.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to check on that because somebody was telling me that they used to put that.
Yeah, not it's not good anymore.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it, George.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Len from Makiki.
Well, hi. I'm here to take my lumps on a rail.
Okay.
Because I'm for rail, as you know.
All I want to know is why.
Okay, a couple things. You guys call it like a choo-choo train. It's actually what they call mass transit. It's moving people. So if you look of it that way instead of a train.
Well, regardless, train,
okay,
whatever,
number
I want to know why.
You talk about aesthetics, okay? It will be aesthetic. You talk about tsunami, not tsunami, earthquake. It's probably very well built. Apparently they go something like 80 feet down with concrete, and the structures are supposed to be really strong.
But what's your reason for wanting rail?
Well, he explained that there is uninterrupted power source, like your computer. You have a UPS.
Yeah, yeah.
It's temporary until they get the electricity back up and going.
Yeah, so that's fine. But what makes you think people are going to ride it?
Okay, I'm just trying to answer the question you guys have been complaining about. My one concern is that there's 19 stops, okay? That's too many stops. I want it to be less, so that it goes faster. If it goes faster, then you get on, and you're 60 miles an hour between the stops. So it's not so long to get into town. That's mainly what people are going to notice, is that they get higher speed, convenience. As far as standing up, yes, that's true, but it's a nice, clean, air-conditioned, comfortable just like they have in the major city.
Okay.
So now, what I was going to say at the beginning was last Sunday there were two op-eds in the Star Advertiser. One was Gary Occhino, who was a former city councilman, and right next to his was Randy Roth, who was the two sides. If you read Gary Occhino's point, it's a long-standing development strategy. Each of these 19 stations is going to have things like shops, high-rises, and people will be living in apartments more than they will in three-bedroom houses out. Because of that, people want to get to town, they want to go to work, so they leave their apartment, they get into the escalator, they go up, they get on the mass transit, they get off at a stop, and there are buses waiting for them to go to the next place. Presently in Honolulu, I can go anywhere I want to go with a bus. And when you start getting out to the outer areas, not so much. And then, of course, during rush hour traffic. Now, they keep saying something like, you're not going to have high usage. I disagree. At the first few years, yeah, it'll be people want to play with it. But I think, you know, 10 or 20 years, it's going to grow big, and it's going to go out to probably Makaha. It'll probably go to Hawaii Kai, Kalama Valley.
Okay.
Wahiwa.
There is no guarantee the people will catch it.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you got to see it first and do it, you know.
Tell me what city in America.
Well, Washington, D.C.
They use it a lot.
Washington, D.C. Way to go. Toronto, Ontario, yeah. Canada. Okay. BART.
How far is it from city to city?
Well, we're not going city to city. We're talking about suburbs to a major metropolis area using, and I'm calling this metro traffic, not trains, but metro.
When you look from the train or metro, whatever you call it, and the freeway is wide open, who in his right mind is going to catch the train?
Well, that's the same as after hours. After hours, you can get on the freeway and go 60 miles an hour.
No, I'm talking, let's just, for argument's sake, let's say at 8 o'clock in the morning, everybody's packed in on the train, and the freeway's open.
Well, I don't think it will be open, but okay.
Because this French guy made sense. In the 70s, he said, for every car you take off the road in Hawaii, another one will take its place.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But if you can accommodate the new thinking of people living in high-rises in, let's say, Waipahu, there's several supermarkets, and all in walking distance of the train station. What the heck?
Yeah, but where's the majority of the people living?
Well, they're going to start. Well, let's just look at Makiki, where I live. There are more and more older people. There are more and more people in condos. And the buses are all in walking distance. And the bus service is good. Nobody says it's a bad bus service. So that means, to me, the rail service is going to be exceptional.
And but the rail
take
cannot,
a while for people to go. But it,
the rail cannot go where the bus can go.
But you have the hub and spoke.
And the other question is,
you have the hub and spoke.
Why is it built above ground?
Okay. Very good. If it's at grade, you have things like stoplights and intersections. And also you have things like highways. The train has to go over the top of a freeway.
Okay, so if they're going over the top of the freeway, how long will that freeway be shut down before it's reopened?
For a marginal period of time.
That's not answering my question.
We'll have to get used to it. That's all there is to it. We'll have to get used to it.
Yeah.
I know it sounds bad.
You live in Makiki, you don't live in Kapolei.
Yeah.
But the people out there, I don't think they know the kind of traffic they're going to be building.
Yeah. Well, let me answer this thing about Chin Ho, okay, back in the 50s. At that time, Hawaii was going to have the Mauka Arterial, which we know as the Lunalilo Freeway, and there was supposed to be a Makai Arterial. Well, as you know, that's Ala Moana Nimitz Cam Highway, right? It is not H2. Wouldn't it be nice back in the 50s if they built two H1, H2s?
No.
It might have eliminated a lot of the problems we have now.
No. I don't like
Ala Moana and Nimitz and
I don't like the freeways because they make Hawaii ugly.
I guess you kind of have to get used to the ugliness of it.
No.
Well, you don't.
My answer to that is, if you don't like it, then move.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, again, I am the sounding board, so throw things at me.
Okay. I was from the days when you could stand on the beach in Waikiki and see Punch Bowl and Tantalus.
Me too.
Okay. And I don't like it the way it is now.
Okay. I kind of have moderated because I've lived on the mainland and I've done a few things, and so it's important. And you're right, but time moves on.
Well, I don't care how much time moves on. Hawaii is Hawaii, period.
Yeah.
That's okay. It.
That's true.
Okay.
But please read Gary Aquino and Ryan Groth and compare left and right, because
okay.
they're very good positions. But
all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
My side.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, we got Celine Steve on the line.
Who's that?
Well, it's a guy that knows a lot of answers to the train. Well, your first question is, what happens in the event of an electrical failure? It is true that the trains have backup generation. Okay, that's a built-in safety system that they're going to be put in place. But that backup power will only last for so long. Now, if you're running, remember, these trains are designed in such a way, just like the buses nowadays. The windows don't open. So the only way you get ventilation in there is that you have to have the backup battery running so that you can power the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So if the power goes out, and like just like a car battery, right, it only mm-hmm. lasts so long. So the power outage is a major outage, and they cannot move all of the trains back to the stations in time. People are going to have to evacuate the train. Now, if they evacuate the train, they are going to have to walk along a sidewalk or a catwalk or a walkway that is built into the trough. Why do you think the trough is so wide? It's not because they need to put two trains in the center. It's because they have two trains plus sidewalks on both sides in order to, in case of evacuation, that they have to evacuate the people out of the train. Now, there's also another reason why the train have so many stations. It's because they have to, each station has to be about approximately at least a half a mile apart. Now, the reason why it's that far apart is that if anything did happen, it's a quarter of a mile back to one, either the forward to move the train backwards or to move the train forward. If it were longer than that and you had less stations, then if there was a power outage, people would have to get out to evacuate the train and would have to walk a distance. Now, you know for yourself, most people are not going to walk
Mm-mm.
half a mile to 1 mile
no.
to get to evacuate in an evacuation situation to get off the train.
So stations will slow it down.
Yeah, and that's once the train moves to the station, they're going to have some kind of mechanism in there, which I haven't seen yet, in order to go ahead and move the trains around so that, in turn, the people can get off and exit the train, and the train can move back so the next one that's on the line can move backwards, okay? So that's another situation that you have in between there. Now, as far as a train not having enough seats, one of the things that the original plan was to have larger trains, okay, with more seating capacity. But the longer, the more trains and the more cars that you add onto the train, the longer the platforms have to be. Now, the longer the platforms, you know, you're talking about some of these platforms being, you know, I mean, a very, very large, I mean, like a football field long. Okay, so that's a long, you know, that's a big, it's a big station. Now, and now you're talking about these stations are going to be maybe, what, 20, 30 feet in the air? There are going to be some sections of this rail that will be, when it goes over the freeway, say by Cam Highway, you know, it might be as high as, what, 90 feet in the air. So that's going to be a very, very large visual impact. Now, the whole thing with this guy, your previous caller, he talked about planned development and everything else and living in the cities. He quoted as a successful rail system is Washington, D.C. What is the population of Washington, D.C.? And how many people work in Washington, D.C.? In D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
That's
not
right.
Not like in Hawaii. Our population is barely over a million people here on Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have everybody that goes into town
That's right.
work, and they only go in during basically two times of the day, early morning and late afternoon. That's when the traffic is basically bad. And and that's a problem, okay? We're not going to get around that, and the planners of Honolulu never decided to plan that there was going to be so much development out on the leeward side.
The whole thing is this, Steve. The whole thing is this. Why are we catering to this small group or community out there, and the rest of the state got to pay for it?
Well, the reason is that they make a lot of noise out there.
Well, I tell you what. They make a lot of noise. Why don't you give them the bill?
Because they would
give them the bill and see if they still want it.
They would never be able to support that, George, because
then that's too bad.
It's like anything else on this one. If they would take the second city, if that was the decision to make the second city, then the state of Hawaii and the city and county of Hawaii should dedicate the money to go ahead and develop the Kapolei area out and develop it and make that into a second city where they can move businesses, move jobs out there so people don't have to come all the way into town to work.
That will never work.
I know. That it's going to take a long time.
No, it will never work because they try to do that with Kaka'ako, and it never work.
Kaka'ako won't work. The land values are too high. See, and building, what do they call that?
Anyway, we got to go to calls.
Okay.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
Okay. We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. How are you?
Not too bad.
Are you freezing?
It's mild. Actually, everything was melting today.
Oh, but it's still got ice.
Yeah, it's more slush now. More slush.
Still cold.
Cold enough. Yeah, exactly.
So what's up?
I had a question. I have a bit of noise coming from, it sounds like the right side in the front. Basically, when I turn the car to the left and when I'm going straight, there's like a squeaking noise. When I slightly turn right, there's
What kind of car?
It's a 2001 Toyota Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe it's just the baffle plate. Maybe you see it on
No,
the
it's your brake pad sensor. Check the brake pads.
Okay.
I think you got low brake pads.
Oh, yeah, in the front already. Okay.
You might be in need of a brake job.
Okay. But it's only coming from the right side, so you think maybe the pad prematurely wore or is it sheared off?
Yeah. Usually only the inboard will wear first.
Okay.
So the one towards the caliper is the one that's going to be worn out first. So that's why when you turn, that sensor will touch the rotor and make a squealy sound.
Okay.
But if you're going to change the pad, go look for Akebonos.
Yeah, I looked. It's very hard to get it over here. I know usually I go for the Napa, the Ultra Premium, the higher grade. But the Akebono, it's because of the shipping and all that. We don't have any suppliers here.
Well, go on the internet and look it up. Cheap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll look at it. Because I know I don't get the Toyota. You recommend not to getting the Chinese-made stuff there?
No. Get the Akebonos. It's really good.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Can I comment on the metro system?
Sure.
I live in Montreal, and here it's a big community, big downtown area. Yes, the metro works for a big volume of people. But for a small volume of people, it's not worth it, in my opinion. It's a huge tax expense when it's not required. That's my two cents. I don't take the metro, but it's there. But, I mean, we're also, you know, like something like 2 million on the island, you know?
Yep.
But I wouldn't take it. Dirty, whatever. And it's old. Very antique. From the 50s.
Mm.
So, but it does work for a volume, depending on the volume of people. But
yeah, you need millions of people.
Exactly. To make it worthwhile and to make it, you know, tax worthy. If not,
that's right.
Get it. It's useless.
Okay.
Have yourself a good day. Thanks a lot for the help.
You too. Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537 4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George.
Sorry about last week.
Oh, boy, George, who knows? But anyway, let's get down to business here. George, rail schmail, you know how I feel about it. I know how you feel about it. Everybody does a good job of explaining it, and it sucks.
That's right.
And it's horrible, and it's ugly, and it's stupid, and it's expensive, and that's all I'm going to say about that. And not only that, look at the recent poll. Now yep. I want to see a local politician come up and say, you know what, let's do a new amendment. Let's take another vote. I mean, they get a chance to vote each other in and out of office every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now back to this, the boot. This Ikaika Anderson and his boot idea, George, if anybody out there, and George, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but there's this absolutely insane reality show, and it's the real deal, of where these guys just film all of the aggravations of all of the citizens of Philadelphia City. Interesting. They call it the city of brotherly love, but it's the hugest money grab you could ever imagine, George.
Mm.
In a half hour's time of just sitting down and watching that show, you will see how aggravated, how aggressive those people are that Ikaika Anderson wants to bring that into our system. Talk about no aloha.
Mm-hmm.
George, you have to see it to believe it. They drive around in vans with these boots, with computers, tapping in numbers. It's all computerized. Oh, let's boot that one. Once it's booted, it gets, you know, towed away to an impound lot. One of our earlier callers mentioned that. There's no room for an impound lot, but you know the way these money-hungry buggers are, they will probably find a place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, George, it's absolutely horrible. I mean, I'm not kidding. He's using it under the guise of, oh, well, and the same thing they do in Philadelphia. Oh, they didn't pay their tickets, and they didn't do this, and they didn't do that. Blah, 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 right? Okay. Money, money, money.
Yep. We got to go, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we got Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. I know you don't have time, so I'll just say one thing to that guy who's for rail.
Mm-hmm.
The city's own study from Parsons Brinckerhoff said we need a population of 3 million people to make the rail work for us, and we don't even have a million here on Oahu. Okay?
That's right.
That's a city's own study. It's in their own documents.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, you got it all, folks. I'd like to thank all of you that participated and called in. You people make the show, not me. Anyway, folks, take care of each other. Drive carefully. Slow down. Let's not get killed. You might damage my car. So, anyway, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week. Aloha.
preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.